Blog Talk Radio.
Forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship.
Friday Night Special. This is Diane Linning broadcasting to you live from the United States of America, especially for you in Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere tonight. But, of course, we welcome everyone from around the world, and we're happy for all of you who have joined us. I'm sorry I got a little bit of a late start tonight. It might make our program a little shorter, but at least I was able to make it. So let's open in prayer tonight. Let's bow our heads together. Thank you, dear Lord, for this time together, for each one who listens and shares the word and what we've learned in our Friday night specials. Lord, we pray for our individuals who are trying to call in to share in their language, that you would help the connections to work for them, that you would bless them in their endeavors, and that you would give them guidance in the way that they should walk and the things they should do. And we pray for good weather and good crops and wellness, that sickness would not touch them and that they would see a reduced amount of sickness and an increased amount of health, and that you would give them understanding and guidance of how to eat healthy foods to help make them healthy, and help each one of us to do our part in what God wants us to do in the last day. And we pray, Lord, that those who hear the word tonight would have understanding and would incorporate it into their lives accordingly to change it in a way to make their lives better. We thank you for the word and for your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as I've said before, we are saying for a few months here the Lord's Prayer, found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, with the hopes that you will memorize it. Most Christians here in America can say it without looking in the Bible. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, last time we were reading in John chapter 13. Tonight we're moving on to John chapter 14. And this is the part about the Holy Spirit dwells in us. How the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Verse 1, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You are trusting God. Now trust in me. There are many homes up there where my Father lives, and I'm going to prepare them for you coming. When everything is ready, then I will come and get you, so that you can always be with me where I am. If this were not so, I would tell you plainly, and you know where I am going and how to get there. Why, no, we don't, Thomas said. We haven't any idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus told them, I am the way, yes, and the truth, and the life. No one can get to the Father except by means of me or through me. If you had known who I am, then you would have known who my Father is. From now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Sir, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, Don't you even yet know who I am, Philip? Even after all this time I have been with you? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking to see him? Don't you believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say are not my own, but are from my Father who lives in me, and he does his work through me. Just believe it, that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe it because of the mighty miracles you have seen me do. In solemn truth I tell you, anyone believing in me will do the same miracles I have done, and even greater ones, because I am going to be with the Father. Did you hear what he's saying there? He's giving us the power to perform miracles in the name of while we're here on earth as we pray. What's going on? You can ask him for anything using my name, Jesus, and I will do it. For this will bring praise to the Father because of what I, the Son, will do for you. Yes, anything using my name, and I will do it. If you love me, obey me, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, and he will never, never leave you. That other comforter is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him, for it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you do, for he lives with you now, and someday shall be in you. No, I will not abandon you or leave you as orphans in the storm. I will come to you in just a little while I will be gone from the world, but I will still be present with you, for I will live again, and you will too. When I come back to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me. The one who obeys me, is the one who loves me. And because he loves me, my Father will love him, and I will too. And I will reveal myself to him. We still have a few more verses to read, but I want to stop there for a minute and talk about what we have just read. Jesus is telling them in a roundabout way that he's going to be leaving them. And he's going to be leaving the mantle, so to speak, or the job that Jesus had been doing to those who he's leaving, to his disciples. And he's told us to us. We can pray anything in the name of Jesus. We can go around and heal and minister in the name of Jesus, not with our power, but with God's power, because Jesus has given us that permission. Jesus is passing the mantle to us, just like we pass the mantle from one generation to the next. Like in America, we try to pass freedom and liberty from each generation to the next. We pass the mantle by keeping and restoring the republic, as by our founding fathers, according to the way that they have written it in the beginning. Just like the Bible, when it's written in the beginning, it's not really meant to be changed, although God did allow a rare change from the Old to the New Testament. In the Old Testament, we lived under the rule of the Ten Commandments and under the law. Under the New Testament, in the last half of the Bible, in Matthew through Revelation, God gave us a new dispensation of grace in which he said, let me show you a better way. And this is what we're coming to right now, in when Jesus is going to be the one eternal blood lamb sacrifice, so that we no longer have to do it the way they did under the Old Testament, with a yearly or annual blood sacrifice of the lamb. Now Jesus represents that blood sacrifice of the lamb. We're going to find out soon here in the scripture. And that will give us the ability to be forgiven just by asking for the blood that Jesus has shed when dying on the cross. Now, in some places around the world, there's great discussion about why the cross is so important. And why is it empty? Well, I can tell you what that means to Christians. It means that Christ is no longer on the cross. He has risen. That is glorious. Jesus is risen. And the cross is a reminder to us that he was sacrificed for our salvation. He shed his blood that we could all be forgiven and have eternal life. It's a wonderful, glorious, good sign. And those who don't understand it are trying to get it taken away. It's because they're being used by Satan, by those who follow Satan. And we need to pray for them, that God would soften their hearts and reveal the love that God has for each one of the non-believers as well. Let's just pray right now for the non-believers. Lord, we just pray for all those who think the cross means something bad when indeed we know it's a wonderful symbol of life and forgiveness, and that Jesus shed his blood for our salvation and for forgiveness of our sins. We pray that you would reveal this truth to those non-believers and soften to their hearts to the understanding of what it means, and that they would further take the step to receive Jesus as their Savior. Lord, for those right now who want to accept Jesus as their Savior, just pray this with me. Lord, I know that I have walked in my own ways and that I have sinned. I pray that you would forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, and I ask Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit to give me guidance as I walk a life similar to Jesus walked on earth. Help me each day from here on out to grow in the strength and stature of the Lord Jesus Christ, to become a mature Christian that follows after God and follows after Christ and hungers after reading the Word and finding out about the truth and the salvation that Jesus offers each one of us around the world. No matter whether we're rich or poor, man or woman, single or married, in bondage or free, God wants each one of you to be a part of his family. All you have to do is receive it. Just say, Lord, thank you. I receive your best gift, your Son, Jesus, as my Savior. And we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to play a song for you for us to just worship together. And during that time, I'm going to go find my King James Bible. I promised I'd read to you the first couple of verses in the King James, because I remember learning that as a kid, and it has a real profound impact on you when I read that other version. So let's just glorify the Lord together, and I'll be back with you in just a moment.
Glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify.
As I promised, I have my King James version of John chapter 14, and this is how I remember it sounding when I was a young person, and we read this chapter many times in John chapter 14. This is the King James version, written by King James of England and his followers. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If he had known me, he should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. The one that might be real important to memorize is John 14, verse 6, where it says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's why we pray in Jesus' name. That's a very significant verse as to why we use that. Why I say at the end of every prayer in Jesus' name. Because he says there in verse 6 that we only come to the Father through Jesus. So that's why. Okay, we're going to continue in the chapter here, reading out of the other one, but I'd like to get some background music playing here so that it can set the mood. And we are looking at verse 8. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but his other disciple with that name, so they had two Judas, said to him, Sir, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us disciples and not to the world at large? Jesus replied, because I will only reveal myself to those who love me and obey me. You hear that? He's only going to reveal himself and the future and things that are going to happen to those who love him and obey him. The Father will love them too. And we will come to them and live with them. Anyone who doesn't obey doesn't love me. So if you know Christians who are not wanting to obey the word, they may love the Lord, but not to the depth of love that he's requiring to have all the understanding. So if someone's not believing the word like it's written, pray for them, that God would give them understanding. Soften their heart. Remember, I'm not making up this answer to your question. It is the answer given by the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now while I am still with you. But when the Father sends the Comforter, that's the Holy Spirit, instead of me, and by the Comforter, here he says, I mean the Holy Spirit, he will teach you much, as well as remind you of everything I myself have told you. So when you're reading the scripture by yourself and someone isn't with you who has more understanding, ask the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. He will do what we call quicken the word to your heart. Verse 27, I am leaving with a gift, peace of mind and heart. That's a wonderful gift. And the peace I give isn't fragile, like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am not going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really love me, you will be very happy for me. For now I can go to the Father, who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do, you will believe in me. I don't have much more time to talk to you, for the evil prince of this world approaches. He has no power over me, just like brother and sister, he has no power over us. But here Jesus says, I will freely do what the Father requires of me, so that the world will know that I love the Father. Come, let's be going. Christ is reaching the end of his time here on earth, and he wants those he loves to follow him, to be around him. And he's asking them to go with him. And let's find out if even his closest followers have the strength and power to stay with him. That's interesting. Few chapters here ahead that I think are going to bring some truth and revelation to you about the Lord and living as. Just as a foreshadowing, our next chapter is about Jesus, who says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He lops off or cuts off every branch that does not produce, and he prunes those branches that bear fruit for even larger crops. Oh, what a wonderful verse that is. So that's what we'll be reading about next time. We'll understand the symbolism of the tree. For many cultures around the world, the tree represents life. So we often call it the tree of life. And we're going to make that analogy with this chapter coming ahead as well for next time. We look forward to that time together we have next time. I'm just going to pray quickly here for a few minutes for my friend Maria, who is in Asia, in Thailand right now. She'll be back in a couple of months. Lord, we just pray for Maria that you would bless her and anoint her and give her guidance and direction as to the goals that you would like her to achieve while she's over there, and help her to accomplish everything that she feels she needs to do for the glory of God. And we pray you continue to give her health and strength, and all of our listeners as well. We pray for the touch of healing for any who may be sick or infirmed or not feeling well, Lord. We pray that you would give them wisdom for how to take care of themselves as well, for our bodies, when treated with proper nourishment and care, have the self-healing mechanism that God created from the beginning to help our bodies to equalize. We just pray, Lord, that you would bless each person who hears this word and help them to share it. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad you're with me tonight. If you'd like to contact me, just ask a question or just say hi or give a prayer request or praise report, you can email me at diane@lenning.com. That's D-I-A-N-E at L-E-N-N-I-N-G.com. You can email any time of day or night, but if you call in to the toll-free number, that's only while I'm on the show, like right now. So if you were to call in now, you could reach me and talk to me at 1-877-497-9937. What happens is you call in, and you can usually just hear the show, and I see that a caller is calling in, and then when I get a break, I talk to you and let you make a comment. So we just appreciate each one of you. I hope someday to be able to see you all in heaven. This is an interesting bit of technology that we're using here to share and get to know one another, yet we don't see each other. But we will be able to someday in eternity, in the hereafter with God, all as a part of God's family. And I'm looking for that glorious day, aren't you? Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I'm just looking for that glorious day. Let's listen for our last song tonight to How Great Is Our God.
All the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice.
Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord when we sing those songs. He is great, mighty, and wonderful. Just praise the Lord for that. Okay, our time has come to an end another week. But we look forward to each of these times together, and we look forward to our time together next time when we shall share more of God's Word and sing more songs of worship and praise. Thank you, Lord, for this time together, for each one. Take time out of their morning for many in the Eastern Hemisphere and their evening here in the Western Hemisphere. We just are so thankful for this technology to be able to share God's Word. We pray that you would continue to allow your good news spread through this, and that share with one another, understand that they can listen to these archives less any time of day or not. Praise you. Remember and listen to any of the archive shows by clicking on a URL in your internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane Lenning. Often if you just Google my name, Diane Lenning, you might find the show, but of course connect through blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning is much quicker for you to find it. Then just scroll down and look for archive lessons. They started in John, February of 2012. Did quite a few months to look through. Every session has English, but sometimes another language as well. So hear another language, hang in there, I come back in English. And we often have music to different people on. So we just look forward to being with you again next time. Until next Friday night, God bless you. God bless you. Remember most of all, God loves you, and I love you. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.